quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. And the show, Typically Tuesdays, is produced on unceded Catsey, Kwikwetlem, and Stolla First Nations lands. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. Today's episode, I did not have anything really prepared. Well, I mean, I wish I had something more substantial to show you today, but today I don't. I only have the regular schedule stuff, which is the recap, and that's gonna be the show today. I'm gonna try to use some brain cells though when I'm talking about today's recap of Produce 101 Season 3, Japan, and I'll let you know what those are. For now, the playlist. It is a cocktail of stuff. Now, I don't know. I'd done this before a little bit when I was still drinking, but sometimes, you know, you go through like the liquor part of your home and you mix everything together and then you taste it and you're like, I don't know about that. This is what today's playlist is, except it tastes great in my opinion. I got lucky. This week we got some Equal Love coming up on this hour in terms of music. We got new Debbie Friday, we have Phony People, we've got Sophia Nolan and 1969 Collective, we've got new Come on Debord. But first, this is new Mannequin Pussy, Sometimes. Enjoy.
Set myself ablaze.
In the Sky by Goldie Boutillier. Before that, you heard Equal Love with the first take cover of their classic track Anoko Complexu. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm not even like a huge follower of Equal Love and their sister groups, but whenever I think of iconic contemporary female J-pop idol performances, this is one of the ones that I think about. Those vocals are really slamming, banging, and jamming, or whatever it is. They're really great, and you know, it makes the song like all the more dramatic, so really appreciate that from them. And of course, you know, J-pop idols, you know what time it is. Welcome to Idol Hell. That's right, it's time. Hello. Did you have a nice trip down to Idol Hell? Ha 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 ha. It's welcome to Idol Hell here on Typically Tuesdays. And I watched episode 6 of Produce 101 Japan season 3 this week, or I guess last week, and here's my little recap of it. We got the position battles this week, the beginning of them. A position battle is just a set of performance challenges, essentially. that judge a contestant's performance individually within a group. So it's if as though RuPaul said, "Good job, ladies," on the main stage of RuPaul's Drag Race. She goes, "Good job, ladies. Well done. Tonight you will be judged as individuals when the queens are doing a group challenge." That's essentially what that is, as opposed to the previous performance challenge where people were choosing which entire group they liked. This time people are choosing which individual performer they liked. So we got four performances this time around. We got two dance ones. One of them was a cover. Oh, first of all, I should note that the dance performances involved contestants creating their own choreography, while the vocal performances involve contestants making their own musical arrangements. And then there is another set of performances that are like a rap challenge, and contestants are responsible for writing their own raps. So, in the dance challenges this week, we got Kepler's Wa Da Da versus a K-pop song called Run Run. I don't really like Kepler's music. I find it difficult to digest because I think it's really loud and obnoxious. I'm sorry. But I enjoyed this performance. I actually enjoyed it a lot. I was blown away. And I think it was because the energy of the contestants was so good. They, you know, were just out here trying to make sure that the audience had a good time. And that's always what I look for in an idol performance. And of course, they're all pretty good performers as well. So there is that. I did not really like Run Run. I thought it was really messy. I thought the main performer, Aramaki Joa, I thought she did a very good job. But all in all, the choreography was just hard to look at. It was really uncomfortable because I think the performers were trying really hard to appear cool, because it's a kind of almost like an edgy, bold song, I guess. And the performers were just moving their faces in ways that made them appear as though they were trying too hard to be as badass as possible. And I hated it. So there's that. Again, so surprised that I liked Wa Da Da so much. I don't regret it. Next we got the vocals. We have a cover of Hero by Namie Amuro. And then we had a cover of Shine a Light by J01. One of these was far better than the other one. I feel like that's all I really want to say about it. Because the more I think about how much I disliked the Shine a Light performance, which just had so many missteps, the more I want to go on an unhinged rant about my feelings about Suzumoto, or about Sakurai Miyu. And I don't hate Miyu. I'm not even going to try to go there. I don't hate Miyu. I wish things played out differently for her. This sucks. It sucks how poorly that performance went. Hero went really, really well, and I think it's thanks to Ebihara Suzumi. I think it's thanks to Ebihara Suzumi, because she has some beautiful vocals, and everyone in that group did really well, but she really mopped the floor with that performance. the only person in Shine a Light that I could even bother to be like, to give a nod to was Takahashi Hina. And that's, you know, kind of biased anyways, because she is in my top 11, but man. Oh man, that performance was bad. Those are my main current thoughts right now. We're gonna head into more music. Here is a crack new music by Tima Likes Music and Wet Lava Boy. Penthouse. Ooh. What was that? Enjoy.
I hold you down, 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 down. 空のキスはタバコのフレーバーがした苦くて切ない香り明日